This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
The book of Isaiah consists of two parts. The first section has 39 chapters, and the second has 27. This is easy to remember in relation to the whole Bible. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Isaiah. The Old Testament has 39 books, and the New Testament has 27. In other words, Isaiah has the same number of chapters as there are books of the Bible. And isn't it interesting that the first part has a distinctive Old Testament flavor and the second part has the flavor of the New? The Old Testament prophet was constantly trying to call the people of God back into fellowship with the Lord and was forever warning them of the consequences of their sin. In this book, we see the wanton sin of the people, the warning of judgment to come, and the outstretched hand of God calling His people to return to Him and be restored to a loving fellowship and a brighter life. Throughout these first 39 chapters, there are prophecies concerning the coming Messiah, just as there are throughout the 39 books of the Old Testament. That Christ should be both God and man is clearly prophesied in the first part of Isaiah. That He should be of human descent and have a human nature is also clearly stated. Then, at the beginning of the second part, a new flavor emerges. In the 40th chapter, it almost seems like we are thrust into the times of the New Testament. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. There is an important difference in the usage of the word prophet in the Scriptures and the way it is used in connection with the so-called prophets who infest our land today. Modern-day prophets make the headlines by predicting election results, various happenings in the lives of celebrities and movie stars, and various outcomes in the affairs of nations. Prediction is equated with prophecy, but not so in the Bible. Oh, it is true that the prophets foretold the course of the world events and were accurate to the letter under the inspiration of God, but the prophet was not only concerned with foretelling the future. His great burden was the sin and the corruption in the lives of the people, and an overpowering desire to see them repent and turn to God. His purpose was to instruct, rebuke, and denounce the wickedness of God's people. He predicted coming judgments, desolations, and deliverances, and spoke of Christ, the coming Redeemer. Thus there is a vital difference between the predictor of today who, through astrology, contact with the spirit world, or any other of the abominations denounced by God, speak of the future but care nothing for the spiritual well-being of the nation or its people. The great prophets of old who cried day and night for the repentance and deliverance were truly God's voice. For good reason, Isaiah is known as the Messianic prophet, the prophet of redemption. Read Isaiah with Jesus in mind and let God reveal His deep and abiding truth to your heart.
Why not join us in the wonderful adventure of reading through the Bible? To help you, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.